Now the scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 14. I believe the scriptures. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Now I believe this group of people is just who the scriptures say they are. Do you know who they are? Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. I know exactly who they are because the scripture tells us, if you look at verse 4, will tell you who this 144,000 is. And if men would just preach the scriptures, you would not have all this debating. This is the first fruit of Yahweh. That's what it is. Now I want to read this and see if this has validity today. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. John said, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion. That's where he stood. And with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Having, this is the first fruit. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. What it says, and these are what? And they, what it says in chapter 4? Verse 4? Huh? And what else? And what else? These what? Thank you. Being the first fruit. Being the first fruit. And if that's a requirement of first fruit, first fruit is always plentiful. First fruit is always plentiful. You go to pick beans in the garden, the first picking is always plentiful. And every time you pick it, dwindles and dwindles. And this is the first fruits. And the name, and the name of Yahweh, the name of the Lamb's Father. Doesn't it say that? You can be a fool today, my friends. That's what it says. John said, and lo, and behold, I saw a lamb stood on the Mount Sion. That's where he stood. And with 144,000, having his Father's. Is that not apostrophe there? Does that show possession? All right. Thank you, Rodney. You're going to have to teach me the seven grammatics forms of grammar. He always teaches me that. He really does. He always, preposition of phrase. You're always talking about the grammar or the seven parts of grammar. Having his what? Father's name written in their foreheads. Now, what is the Father's name? If he's a lamb, it's not his name written. But it said having his Father's name. Isn't that so simple? That's why he chose a low esteemed man. As Mary was a lowly hot maid. It said having his Father's name. Having his Father's name. The lamb. Now we know who the lamb is. Oh, you believe the lamb is Messiah? Yahshua. But they had his Father's name. Had his Father's name written in their foreheads. And this is the first fruit of those virtuous pure. You understand what they were? I want to read that because I like that. Let me show you the character of this first fruit. And if it's going to take this to be the first fruit, I'm telling you something, my friends. We've got to get our hearts right. He said, these are they which are not defiled with religious practices, whoredom. They are virgins. They're clean, they're pure. These are they which what follow the Lamb. Who did John say he saw in verse 1? He saw who? John said he saw who in verse 1? He said, I saw the Lamb. That's who he said. Now this Lamb is who John saw. He said, these are they that follow the Lamb. And the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Makes no difference. They follow him. You won't follow him that far. When he tells you about your wicked sons and daughters and your grandmama, you don't follow him that. You say, no, sir. Whithersoever you go. Now, this is the first fruit. Amen. He said, these were the redeemed from among men. And David said, Yahweh will redeem us from years from Egypt. Being the first fruit unto Yahweh. Look at who he ascribed this to. And unto the Lamb. Why? Because they followeth the Lamb. For the Lamb followeth the Father. He does always pleaseth your way. He did not seek to please himself. He pleased the Father. And John said, I saw this lamb and I saw this group of people that were pure. And I saw the Father, his Father's name written. Now you can say what you want to or will. The word written means to be inscribed with characters that are distinct to express a name or a specific. You can say what you want to. You can twist that all you want to. Yahweh means what he says. He means what he says. He saw their names written in their forehead. He saw that written in their forehead. Revelation chapter, let me finish this. Revelation chapter 11, 14. Revelation 14, verse 11. Listen to this. I want to drop down into the 14th chapter. He's talking about those that were tormented. He said, and the smoke of their torment. Look at this now. Now, Satan, he blasphemed God. I use that expression for your understanding and his name. Isn't that so? That's what it says. I read that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 6. He said, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. Those that received the name of the mark of the beast. And they have no rest day or night. Why? Who worship the beast and his image. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. They will go because they receive the mark of his name. We're in their foreheads. And we know where the forehead is. That's where the brain is. It's in the head. And we know what's in these brains today, all right? And look at verse 12. He said, here's patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh. They keep his commandments now. And the faith of Yahshua. That's what they do. They believe that he was sent of the Father to redeem us. And in that name is salvation. For he has the Father's name. They're not names that are separated. It is the same name. It is the same. It is the same. Revelation 15, verse 4. You must understand the context of this. This is whereby the last seven plagues were being poured out. And the wrath of Yahweh being fulfilled. Now look at what Scripture says in Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. No, I don't need books to bring this knowledge to me. I don't have to get me an outline from books. I sit there and inquire my Father. And I see what Scripture says. Revelation 15, verse 4, it says, who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh? Okay, let me turn there. Revelation 15, verse 4. Revelation 15 and verse 4. I want to read that the way it says it in this text. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? So if he is the Lord, there must be a name that you glorify. Who should not fear thee, Yahweh, glorify thy name? Why? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Amen. Who should not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? Or what name is this Lord that they may glorify? Tell me. I want to know it. I have no compunction. Without being corrected. I want to do right. So there must be a name. And David spoke of that name. His name is Yahweh. Revelation 16, verse 8. Revelation 16, verse 8, verse 9. You say they're going to bless him. No, the Scripture says in Revelation 16, verse 8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. His word is a consuming fire too. He's a consuming fire. Look at this. And men were scorched with great heat. And they blasphemed the name of God. What is the name of God that they blaspheme? And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. They did not repent to give glory unto his name. They did not change their minds. When one repent, there's a change. There's a change in their minds, their attitude, their spirit. And this is a generation that says no unto Yahweh. But it says yes unto their own will and their own flesh, but it says no unto him. They blaspheme his name. They cursed his name. He has a name and you can't blaspheme that. And they did not repent to give him glory. Not one bit at all. Not at all. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, chapter 22. That's where I want to go. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. The paradise or the bowl in the presence of Yahweh. John says in verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne, I'll read it like it says in the King James, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. Not them, but him. That's what he says, him. He says, and they shall see his face, and his what? Shall be where? In their foreheads. And his name shall be in their foreheads. That's scripture. You can't add or take from it. If we do, then the plagues of life are going to be added unto us. Our name's going to be taken out. He said, and his name, not their names, his name, because there's only one name, shall be written in his forehead. For he came in his name, the Father's name. You can't separate them, saints. You can't give him a Greek Latin name and give the Father a Hebrew name. He can't be. The name is the same. The name is one. And you're always trying to bring us to a place whereby we can truly reverence and bless his name. We must love his name, saints. We can't defile it. When you love something, you won't defile it. You know, a young man, this young man truly loves this young daughter. He will not do anything to defile her. She loves him. She will not try to bring him in a position to tempt him or put him in an awkward position. They will not do anything to defile each other. That's a sense of pure love. Lust doesn't care who it ravishes with. But love, that's a different spirit of love. For Yahweh is love. And for us to say we love him, and without loving his name, he can't be. I will read scriptures. It says in Psalms chapter 9, Psalms chapter 9, verse 9, we must love his name, saints. It says in Psalms 9, verse 9 and 10, Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name. Is that not what it says? They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. You must know his name to put his trust in him. That's why men don't trust him. They say they trust him, but they are liars. We don't trust him because we don't know him. And you don't truly know him, how you're going to trust him. Oh, I trust the Lord. No, we don't. That's why he wants to express truth to us. That we can know the intent of our hearts, saints. That we may truly repent. We better get, I don't want to be an Esau. He sought carefully for a place of repentance, but there was no place found for him. I don't want that. That's why when I hear the truth, I don't want to harden my heart. I don't want to let some layer of my tradition and something of my own resistance of his truth to harden me. So I'm not going to receive that. I will receive his truth. I don't care if it's spoken out of the mouth of a jackass. I'll receive it. Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. I pray, go with them. Touch each one of us. Bless the children, the babies. Bless your people. Go with them. Bless them, I pray, in Yahshua's name. Bless all saints. Love you.